no tax.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Has the MMR vaccine been cleared of any interaction, any causation with the autism spectrum disorders? Well, if you listen to the Institute of Medicine, they're going to say, yes, the MMR is given a clean bill of health. And, of course, mercury is an essential nutrient, is it not? Well, this is what we're going to start with here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. The Institute of Madness has come out with its report claiming that these vaccines don't cause autism. Do you believe them? Yes, we've got the Brooklyn Bridge for sale for you, and it didn't get blown over by Hurricane Irene. Oh, no. Evidently, the big hurricane turned into a tropical storm and turned into not much of a, but a flooding event, which happens from time to time. But the hype, you know, I think the ones that they hype, this is the thing you got to learn about the news media, whether it be the Weather Channel or others. If they hype it, it's probably not going to be bad. If they ignore it, like Katrina, it's going to be a disaster. So whatever the old media does, do the opposite. And the same thing we talk about here in terms of big government. If big government says it's good, it's bad, and vice versa. They are known to lie. Sometimes they're just known to make mistakes if you're kind to them. But the Institute of Madness, no, it's not a mistake. It's a criminal enterprise. They've long functioned as a front group for the pharmaceutical industrial complex, and they receive tens of millions of dollars in annual funding from drug companies and global elitists like Bill Gates, Ted Turner, the billboard magnate, turned superstation magnate Ted Turner, yes. They issue a report that declares the MMR vaccine is not linked to autism. Okay, everybody go out and get their MMR shots. Not. By the way, this story, I've got everything linked up at robertscottbell.com today. Check it out, including this breaking news off of naturalnews.com. We're going to hear from the health ranger, Mike Adams, who has spearheaded this this behind-the-scenes reporting. And we're only going to be able to touch on one aspect of this. There's a lot more coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show this week as we link through Natural News Radio during the week. But right now, welcoming all of you from around the world, around America, all the wonderful affiliates, including up there in Alaska as well, to the United States of Health Talk Radio. The phone number, if you'd like to be a part of the show this hour, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, robertscottbell.com. Those of you listening through the Internet, welcome as well through TalkStream Live, etc. Glad to have you on board with me. And, you know, they say, Robert, why you talk so directly about vaccines? Why don't you just kind of go if and maybe and I don't know. I don't hem and haw about these things here. This is not a show where we pussyfoot around these things. We go right to the heart of what's going on, what's wrong, because you don't hear about it in the old media. Despite some chinks in the armor there, we're not waiting for them to finally acquiesce and come to their senses and come, you know, come to, let's say, integrity. We don't anticipate they're going to do that in mass, but we're going to cover these stories here. This is it's a shocking report. As the IOM, the Institute of Medicine, reveals, as they say, MMR doesn't cause autism. Now, this is how the headline reads, but does it really say that? And that's why I'm encouraging you to go to the Robert Scott Bell site and then link through to the Natural News article here. Because what you're really going to find is that even as they try to excuse vaccines and dismiss all the safety concerns you crazy parents have, oh, never mind you, your child has been damaged by a vaccine. Oh, no, you must be mistaken. Because we're the doctors, we're the white lab coats, we've got the degrees, and we know better than you, Mom and Dad, what you've witnessed as your children have been damaged shortly thereafter these vaccines have been administered.
And, of course, that's a crime in itself, that the doctors would make the claims that the parents don't know what they're seeing, don't know what they're talking about. The parents are smarter at this point than the madness that is coming from the medical profession. What do they openly admit in this IOM report? They openly admit what? That vaccines cause seizures. Febrile seizures. This is really not, it shouldn't be unexpected because we've seen this. But anaphylactic shock and potentially fatal side effects. It also admits in this IOM report that other vaccines are linked to a whole host of bizarre side effects. And I've got them listed up at the blog at robertscadbell.com, including skin lesions, difficulty breathing, live virus infections. There's a full-on list at Natural News. We'll talk about some of those things this hour. By the way, we'll have Chris Barr up a little later in the program, too. We're going to talk about some whole food vitamins and nutrients that are pretending to be, but they might not be, and they're from a shocking source. We may or may not reveal that source. You'll have to stay with me on that. Other things in the news, if you'd like to be a part of course, the number is 800-259-5791. Teen vaccinations against cervical cancer lagging. They're upset with you, moms and dads. You're not getting your little girls and boys injected with the HPV shot. There's a big video on ABC News about promoting back-to-school vaccinations, and it's Dr. Igor, or is it Igor? Oh, Ivor. It's a woman. It's a man. I don't even know. You watch this video, and she's a freaking robot talking about getting a shot. Everybody get a shot for everything. The next hour, we'll do a little bit of everything, including the crackdown on lemonade stands and green tea stands. Green tea smoothies. That's right, kids, 12-year-old kids. Green tea smoothie stands in the front yard must be shut down. The American Republic will fly apart as if it already hasn't because children want to sell lemonade in their front yards. Yes. How about alternative medicine? 75% of U.S. healthcare workers using it. 75%! It's not alternative anymore, is it? What's alternative are these dunderheads in the media claiming that we're the alternative. No, no, no. They're the alternative. They're the toxic alternative that you don't want to take. How about coconut oil? Are you getting enough of it? They're warning you against that. Oh, boy. And in India, that is where Big Pharma is striking next. Billion more people they want to get on drugs. How are they going to do it? Omega-3s and strokes, we got that as well. But back to the report, the IOM report. It is shocking, some of the things, the revelations that are happening here. And I'm going to let you know again, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, will be joining me in a little while. We'll talk more about it. But guess what? MMR vaccine is convincingly, that is a quote from the report, linked to causing what? Measles. Measles. The vaccine is causing the measles that's out there. You want more measles? Get more MMR shots. What else is the MMR vaccine doing? Because they're claiming it's not causing autism. What else is it doing? It's linked to causing anaphylaxis, a life-threatening allergic reaction that can result in death within minutes. And this is what many children who are injected with MMR vaccines experience. And even if it were one child, would that not be one child too many? Would it not? Or is it okay to sacrifice one child in the cause of collectivism as we vaccinate every child or attempt to in the West under the guise of establishing herd immunity? And, of course, with that, someone who is not a collectivist, who is a dear friend of mine, who helps me ramp up a message for health, freedom, and liberty worldwide through my show on naturalnewsradio.com throughout the week, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, joins me to launch this report even further into the stratosphere. May it come down and impact positively on everybody. Mike, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Robert. Thank you for having me on. It's always good to join you.
Well, it's really a stunning report, and I know this is just the beginning of what's being released and revealed. I've got it linked up at robertscottbell.com right to the Natural News story. The Institute of Medicine, which we've called here the Institute of Madness, finding out conflicts of interest coming from some very scary and dangerous places. But I was just reviewing the fact that the MMR vaccine is linked to some pretty nasty stuff, including the measles.
Yeah, it's incredible. What you are referring to, of course, is the report of adverse effects of vaccines put out Friday by the Institute of Medicine. And in that report, which, of course, the entire mainstream media, which we might call the old media, the dinosaur media, they refused to read the actual report, and they just widely declared, oh, this report says vaccines are all safe. Well, actually, no, it doesn't. It says vaccines are quite dangerous, can cause fatal side effects, including loss of consciousness, including neurological damage, including damage to tissues at the site of the injection, including the measles, including live viral infections. So this is actually an admission by the Institute of Medicine, which is really, in a sense, a front group for the medical establishment, as we'll talk about in a bit. But it is admitting that vaccines cause infectious disease because they contain live viruses that spread throughout the body. Now, again, the media is not reporting any of this. And you, Robert, are actually breaking this news ahead of everybody. In fact, I'm going to share with you some information here that I'm working on right now that we haven't even published yet. So you are the source, the breaking story source on this story.
Yeah, let's touch on that. We've got about less than a minute before break, and we'll come back and do a whole segment on some of these breaking stories here, Mike. What are we looking forward to?
All right, after the break, we're going to disclose the financial ties behind the Institute of Medicine. And in that, you are going to be absolutely shocked to learn that the IOM is really a military medical organization. And I'm going to quote you the exact names of who's funding it and why they're funding it and what this means about vaccines in America.
Okay, breaking news with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, on the Robert Scott Bell Show right here, launching worldwide with the IOM as a military medical organization. What does that mean? We're going to come right back, find out more about that. RobertScottBell.com. Stay with us. We'll give you the phone number as well.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder. Well, now you've got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, if there's another sheriff in town, you know who it'd be? It'd be Mike Adams, the Help Ranger. Yes, and he's back, and we're breaking a story worldwide right here about the Institute of Medicine, their claims that the MMR vaccine does not cause autism, but right within the report are the keys to understanding what it does do, in addition to probably doing that too. And Mike Adams rejoins me here. We're talking about now connections between the military-industrial complex and the medical-industrial complex and the office or the Institute of Medicine. Mike, welcome back.
Hey, thank you, Robert. Good to be back. And by the way, I can stay with you beyond this segment if you want me to, and if we get into all these details, but there's so much to cover. It's crazy. Here's the thing. Most people don't know what the Institute of Medicine really is. So let me give you just a quick brief. It was created by Congress in 1970. It's a nonprofit group, and on its website, it claims that it received no federal funding whatsoever. So it tries to position itself as independent from government. But we found through a National News investigation that, in fact, the Institute of Medicine receives two-thirds of its money from the federal government, but it is funneled and channeled through other government agencies, some of which are military agencies. For example, the Department of Defense funds the Institute of Medicine. You might say, well, what does war have to do with vaccines? Well, if you know about the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, you know it's all the same thing. It's the medical military complex. But also the Department of Homeland Security is funding the Institute of Medicine. You say, wait a minute, what does Homeland Security have to do with vaccines? Again, we can get into the details of why that's important to our increasingly police state nation to have control over vaccines. I mean, what we're heading toward, Robert, is a mandatory vaccination policy where you have to wear vaccine bracelets or RFID chips that prove you've been vaccinated. And if not, then you're going to be put into a special database. Now, the CDC actually awarded NIH awarded a $5 billion grant to Northrop Grumman, a weapons manufacturer, a military defense contractor specializing in information systems. $5 billion grant. Now, this company is the same company that was given the ability to review the Institute of Medicine vaccine report before it was published. And you might say, well, what does a weapons contractor have to do with information systems about vaccines? And to answer that, I got to take you back to Nazi Germany, where IBM, was actually given huge contracts to develop punch card and information technology machines that were used to keep track of the incarceration and murder of Jewish prisoners throughout the Nazi regime. There's a whole book on that, IBM's role in the Holocaust. Now, today, I think we're seeing the same weapons contractors being given huge grants to develop information systems who are also involved in these vaccine reports. We are looking at the militarization of vaccine policy in America, I believe, for the same reasons that we saw Jews being exterminated in Germany, especially when you look at Bill Gates and his admission that vaccines and public health, quote, improvements can be used to reduce world population by 10 to 15%.
Yes.
So are we starting to get into some interesting territory here now?
Oh, my gosh. You know, we've talked about the Bill and Melinda Gates issue and Gates, you know, going on the record. I mean, some people say, oh, he didn't really mean that. It's like, well, what did he mean when he said if we can only vaccinate all the people of Africa, we could somehow then reduce world population? I mean, this is nonsense in regards to what vaccines are purported to be for. If they're there to save and protect human life and protect against disease, then, of course, we would see population increase, not decrease. increase. So the reality is, on some level, these sinister forces on the planet and the people behind them know exactly what the vaccines do. And the IOM report that you've uncovered here, in fact, admits as much of the dangers that this is creating in the children.
Yes, it does. And yet, at the same time, it still dismisses much of the evidence, which should have shown vaccines to be far worse than it did. But continuing with the funding of this, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation didn't only fund the IOM through its foundation. Bill Gates himself personally gave this group more than $100,000. We don't know how much. It could have been millions. It could have been even tens of millions. In addition, guess who else is listed as one of the top personal funders of the IOM? None other than Margaret Hamburg, the head of the FDA.
Good old Maggie Hamburglar. I'm not surprised by this, but this is something that we found the revolving door between big pharma, big agribusiness, big everything, and the regulatory authorities, Department of Health and Human Services, on down to the FDA. But it is stunning to find this out and confirm it.
Absolutely. In fact, the pharmaceutical, what's the group, Pharma Manufacturers and Research Group, it's the big lobby group that represents the pharmaceutical companies, they are a major contributor to the Institute of Medicine, along with all the main vaccine manufacturers, including Merck, including Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, Eli Lilly, and the list goes on and on and on. So essentially, when you look at this, you have to, if you have an iota of an intelligence,
of your semi-conscious.
Yeah, you have to say, wait a minute, the conflicts of interest of this group are extraordinary. And yet, if you look at the coverage of this story in the mainstream media, in Forbes, in the New York Times, in L.A. Times, Washington Post, nowhere did any mainstream journalist even question the credibility of the Institute of Medicine. Did they even question where the money comes from? Did they even question that this group is actually fronting the agenda of Big Pharma? Nowhere was that question even asked. That's why what we are looking at today, Robert, is, as Gerald Celente says, prostitutes working for the globalists who are just parroting whatever talking points that they're handed by these evil corporations. That's what we're seeing.
Mike, I remember the concern over the so-called militarization of space. We should be more concerned about the militarization of the space between our ears in regards to what Big Pharma and the IOM are doing, as well as the military-industrial complex, their participation in this Institute of Madness, which plays itself off, just like you described, as some independent, nonprofit, we're just looking for the facts here. And there's nothing like that going on. In fact, it is an agenda to militarize the vaccine industrial complex, which is always woven in and out of, all the way back, as you mentioned, to Nazi Germany, with IBM tracking the incarcerated that would lead them to their demise, millions of people to their demise.
Absolutely. The links here are just extraordinary. In fact, we haven't even finished getting into who's funding the Institute of Medicine. Let me throw out a couple more names. Monsanto, McDonald's Corporation, Kraft Foods, Mars Incorporated, the manufacturer of all the candy bars. You know, here are some companies that represent a processed junk food, that represent a seed terminator technology, genetic engineering, the DNA pollution of our planet, the total dominance and control over the food supply. I mean, if you look at really who is behind the Institute of Medicine and you start peeling back the layers, it becomes a series of globalists, people with ties to J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs. It is the death and junk food and disease promoting corporations. It just gets worse the deeper you get into it.
Stand by. Mike said he can stick around for one more segment. We're going to hold him over because this is breaking news worldwide through Natural News here, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The number 800-259-5791 if you'd like to be part of it. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No woman to be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677 and ask for the GCN Buy One Get One Free Special or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Yes, and some of those global corporations are part of the military-industrial complex. Why do they want to control the vaccine technology, the administration as such? This is the report that is being revealed, world exclusive, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, through naturalnews.com. Lots more to come. Mike, thanks for hanging in here with another segment.
Yeah, Robert, it's great to be with you, and really, really happy to be breaking this news with you here on your show.
Well, I'm glad, and of course, we can't break it all today because there's more being revealed, and we're going to continue our discussion on the Robert Scott Bell Show through Natural News Radio on Monday, Advanced Medicine Monday, and on from there. So, but for now, the militarization of the space between the ears of the American people continues unless they listen to this show and read Natural News. What else are we going to learn here?
Well, it's fascinating. You have to ask, why are there so many military organizations involved in the Institute of Medicine? And if you start digging, as we did, you come to find out that the FDA, which is, of course, is organized under the Department of Health and Human Services, which actually has a larger budget than the Pentagon, by the way. That's a whole other story we might get into later in the week.
Wow.
But, I mean, yeah, it's incredible. But the top members of HHS all wear military emblems on their uniforms, including the FDA. When FDA members show up at a meeting, they are wearing military-style uniforms, and they have a certain symbol on them. And by the way, the Surgeon General is called a general. That's a military title, and that's not a coincidence. Now, we started to look at this badge that the FDA and HHS people wear. Maybe it should be called HSS,
yes.
By the way. It might be a little
yes.
more accurate. But this badge, if you look at it, and we're going to be publishing the image of this badge on National News, it has a combination of symbols that are very powerful that indicate what's really going on. You have the staff of Caduceus, which is the medical staff. Now, that is a rod that is intertwined with two serpents or snakes.
Right. Some say pronounce the Caduceus, yes.
Yeah, Caduceus. I was giving more of a Latin pronunciation there. But the snakes, the intertwined snakes, represent, of course, evil and DNA. It is a mm-hmm. DNA double helix shape
right.
that the snakes are intertwined in. So we're talking about evil overlaying DNA. Now, this, which of course gets into genetic engineering, GMOs, the inhumane medical experiments being conducted, the human-animal hybrids, the chimeras, we can go into all that later.
Sure.
But, then we have the American Eagle perched on top of this defensive shield, which has six red vertical stripes, which indicates the government federal control through bloodshed and violence. Control over the medical establishment. And also behind this, then, we have a Navy anchor. A Navy anchor. What's that doing on the Department of Health and Human Services shield? Well, it indicates that all of this is organized under admiralty law.
Yes.
Which, of course, is how the federal government gets around the 10th Amendment and enforces its power by saying we're not subject to any real laws in the United States. This is all under admiralty. You know all about that, Robert.
Yeah, Mike, if you ever hear a judge in an American court saying, the Constitution, don't bring up the Constitution in my court, you'll understand what Mike is saying right now.
Yeah, exactly. The federal government really operates outside the jurisdiction of the United States of America. It operates under its own system of laws, secretly, of course, which is why the FDA, the USDA, and other regulators simply invent their own laws without Congress being involved.
Sure.
And
we could tie it back into the raids on raw milk, et cetera. These are always armed raids. Why is the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, why are they an armed police force? I mean, these are military strikes.
Exactly. Now, getting back to Northrop Grumman, which we talked about receiving part of a CDC $5 billion grant earlier, they also received another $100 million grant from the Department of Health and Human Services with the purpose of, get this, quote, technology to accelerate countermeasure vaccine and drug evaluation, vaccine delivery technology, innovating processing and manufacturing methods, and diagnostic test advancements to speed infectious disease diagnosis.
Jeez,
so
stand by. We're up against a break. Yeah. I'm going to have Mike hold over a few more minutes here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Too important. We're not leaving this one aside. Stay with us.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency, fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares. not only about you, but also the environment.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Godzilla!
By the way, we grow our Godzilla here? Yeah, organically. No radiation needed. And that's what we do. And good friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, is on board to ramp up this message of health, freedom, and liberty even higher. And we're talking about the IOM report, the expose being conducted by Natural News and Mike Adams. It's coming out a little bit today, a major blockbuster. Tomorrow we're going to continue with that. But the Northrop Grumman connection, again, these defense contractors, what are they doing in regards to the Institute of Medicine, the control of medicine and vaccination? Mike, thanks for doing all you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely, Robert. And by the way, for folks listening, later tonight, probably around midnight, naturalnews.com is where you can find the story. I'm personally working on this, writing it, and posting it, even if I have to stay up all night. So you can see it there. Check it out. Getting back to Northrop Grumman.
Yes.
I found an interesting quote in a press release that really covers their agenda. And this is something they put out after they received a $5 billion grant from the CDC that we mentioned earlier. This brings together the military and public health and vaccines all in one quote. Check this out. Northrop Grumman says, quote, "We will leverage our broad range of science, technology, cybersecurity, and public health services to help the CDC collaborate with state, local, federal, and international entities to influence the delivery of vital health care services." Now, read between the lines on that one. Here's
yes.
what it really says. We will use our technology to make sure that the police mandate your local vaccination schemes. And if you don't get vaccinated, then you're going to be arrested. I mean, this is what it really comes down to.
If anybody thinks Mike Adams is exaggerating, think again, because when the military talks about influencing, it's not through, you know, persuasive language. It's the big guns. I mean, how do you think that we go around the world promoting democracy? Not by being an example, but by having big guns. And if you don't do what we say you're going to do, we invade. Look at what happened, NATO, Libya, etc. And so this is a very important distinction that Mike is making. I want you to listen very carefully to this. This is telegraphing exactly what is happening. It's not even, it's barely veiled language. It's right to the heart. Mike, you've translated it beautifully, although horrifically.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, in response to this whole story, I called Jim Mars. You know, he's the author of The Trillion-Dollar Conspiracy, one of the best journalists out there on globalist events. And he told me, he gave me a quote for the story I'm working on. He said, look, too many federal agencies are now being turned into paramilitary organizations. He talks about how they're wearing body armor and black uniforms, how they all have these military badges now, and how they are cooperating with international authorities to create a global militarization of public health. So, you know, this is exactly what we're seeing with the Institute of Medicine. And remember, the Institute of Medicine is going to be quoted by the president or any group, any authority, when they say, oh, there's a disease outbreak, we need to call for mandatory vaccines of everybody because the Institute of Medicine says vaccines are safe. So this is the whole purpose of the Institute of Medicine, is to have a front group that can be pushed up as or positioned as a trustworthy authority that can justify the mandatory vaccination policies that are coming, I think, as early as this flu season. I think the CDC is gearing up to inject people, to have people injected, and of course the vaccine companies. We saw with Baxter Pharmaceuticals last year, they were sending live viruses to labs around the world. I think the whole industry is gearing up to cause a global pandemic and then to call for mandatory vaccines in response to that. And they would use this Institute of Medicine report to give them justification.
Well, we've seen the rolling like tanks every season to that kind of perspective, to kind of warm up the public to it or condition the public to accept this as a way of life. But we also see some blowback. We also see a lot of awareness is being gained about the danger of vaccines. We've covered these stories, you and I, together, as well as we've had Andrew Wakefield on. The reports are going beyond as the parents are recognizing something that the IOM is trying to deny here. So they're looking to elicit, of course, the militarization, because only by force can they attempt to make this happen, because people aren't going willingly. There's another story here today that I'll be covering where it says 75% of all healthcare providers, are using some form of what they call alternative medicine. So they're losing the battle on one level, but they're going to have to ramp it up in desperation on another.
And they're ramping it up everywhere. Robert, have you covered the raid on Gibson guitars and the environmental police?
In fact, that's one of the stories we're going to be covering next hour as well. Mike, we're out of time here, but we're going to be talking about this. Everybody, Advanced Medicine Monday on the Robert Scott Bell Show through Natural News Radio. Mike and I are going to continue this discussion of these revelations. We couldn't even get the half of it. So thanks, Mike. Coming right back after this.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning, and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, welcome back. Like I said, we're going to be following up on this story with Mike Adams on tomorrow's Robert Scott Bell Show through Natural News Radio. Advanced Medicine Monday. Also, Dr. Rashid Batar will be joining me to comment on the vaccine industrial complex and their desperate attempts, along with the military industrial complex, to control every aspect of our physiological lives and diminish that life through the chemicalization, through the injection, through the modification of our DNA and our basic, like you said, integrity of life. And this is not something that can be, let's say, brushed off as some strange conspiracy theory. No, it's a conspiracy reality. And if you've ever heard the shows I've done with Liam Sheff, we talked about the conspiracy realist that he is. That's what we bring to that, the reality of these things. Now, Mike mentioned before we were going to break about the Gibson guitar attack. In other words, the federal government going into Gibson guitars because they may have, or the suspicion is, or the insinuation somewhere is that they may have received a shipment of some kind of wood from Africa that is against the law to be imported. And because of that, they want to shut down Gibson guitars. Now, this is in line with the other bizarre things that are happening around the country with the attack on children. 11 and 12-year-old kids, what are they doing? Are they joining Al-Qaeda en masse? No, they're simply selling lemonade to adults passing by, innocent adult passerbys. And we're not talking about drive-by shooting, we're talking about drive-by drinking lemonade. And now, a green tea smoothie stand. Yes, some healthy children, healthy-minded children said, hey, lemonade, maybe too much sugar, let's do some green tea and make some smoothies out of it. And they have been shut down as well. No matter what form of government, local, federal, state, it matters not. The experiment in American liberty is nearing its end at this point. And it is happening because we are allowing it to happen. We mentioned about the 10th Amendment Center. Mike mentioned, I talk about nullify now. Yet you've got the federal government saying, oh, 10th Amendment, 10th Amendment, no, 10th Amendment doesn't work. Why not? Well, that's in the Constitution. Well, shouldn't that be something that we should pay attention to? No, the Constitution doesn't apply here. They're acting outside of the realm of the common law, of the Constitution. Supranational. Many of these agencies, including the IOM, our own military contractors, working to promote this agenda of internationalization, globalization. We are interacting with countries from around the world, foreign governments. Explain to me, you neocons out there that still follow the old talk radio memes of Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, how the military is protecting America. It is not. It is now engaged de facto in a globalization effort, a one world order effort. Our military is being used to prop up a new world order. And that order is coming about in your veins, in the children, in your children's veins. Roll up their sleeves so they can be injected with new world order vaccines. And that is what we are witnessing here, and what Natural News is revealing in Mike Adams with his research related to the Institute of Medicine. Did you hear all of the organizations that are participating? Did you hear the paramilitary garb that the FDA, the Department of Health and Human Services, the Surgeon General all wear? The militarization of the American Republic. Where's the civilian government? No longer does it exist because we're in a state of emergency. And the emergency only gets worse as the Federal Reserve prints more money and basically destroys the value of the currency if you're still using it. to the point where you're going to be destitute and begging for government intervention in a Katrina-like disaster. And it doesn't have to be a hurricane. It simply is a hurricane known as the Federal Reserve and the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. And all of this is leading toward the global order. You see? And this is true of Democratic politicians, Republican politicians. Who's not participating in this? The one guy that they want to marginalize and fringe and say, oh, he's too far out of the mainstream. He's unconventional. He's not, well, he's, some will say he's a crackpot. He's not sane. Why? Because he doesn't participate. He doesn't endorse. He doesn't condone. He doesn't in any way, shape, or form promote by subterfuge or overtly, because he's not part of it, that one world odor. And of course, we're talking about Congressman Ron Paul running for president. And yes, he is a frontier candidate. Will they allow him to become president? I think the question is, will you allow anybody else to become president? That should be the question that I ask you now, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And by the way, if you'd like to be part of the program, there is a toll-free number, not that I can ever remember it. but if you go to my website at robertscottbell.com right now, you'll see the show notes. In fact, I have the number right here, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. We've got a lot of stories to cover, including continuation of this next hour. Christopher Barr will join me. If I can get Liam Sheff back in studio, we'll hear from him, the conspiracy realist, talking about this and more. And, of course, I want to say thanks to all of my buddies on Facebook, as well as those of you following me on Twitter, and that's at RS Bell Media is my Twitter account, if you want to know and keep up with all the goings-on of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We are known as the United States and now the world of health talk radio because we cover issues that no other health show dares to cover. No other health show understands how to cover. And, of course, when we make these declarations, when I make these declarations of the danger of vaccination, is it based on the facts as opposed to the hyperbole, as opposed to the agenda coming from the military-industrial complex and the Institute of Madness, the Institute of Medicine. Participation from the Department of Health and Human Services. Who else contributed to the IOM? No other than the head of FDA, Margaret Maggie Hamburglar, Hamburg from FDA. Tell me how that organization needs to exist one day longer. It is illegitimate, and that is an understatement. The four-letter words I would like to use would get me thrown off radio today, so I'm not going to use them. But you can hear them bubbling up in me as I look at this issue and tear it apart and get deeper and deeper on it. But we've got a lot more that we need to do, and that's why we do this here, and that's why I encourage you to let your friends, your family, anybody know about the new media. The new media that is occurring right here weekly on the Robert Scott Bell Show through Genesis Communications Network, and now Monday through Friday as well on Natural News Radio. And you will get plugged into things you will hear nowhere else. They're going to desperately, the old media is going to desperately try to catch up as they're now playing nice with Ron Paul. Can you imagine? They're being nice to Ron Paul. They're actually asking him about Ludwig von Mises and Hayek. And we're hearing politicians now in the state levels referencing Bastiat and the law. They are losing control. The only way they can regain it is to force you to accept 10 vaccinations every day until you're done for. Your mind is gone. Militarization of space? No, we talked about the militarization of the space between your ears. Tune out to that. Tune in to the Robert Scott Bell Show, the place for health, freedom, and liberty, where I simply remind you that the power to heal is yours. Coming right back after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.